the words running I'm away saying from to you a ghost. Just
like hitting you like I'm shooting you with my words.
Yeah. You know, it's nice. It's kind of soothing, huh?
God damn, this is like a little.
Now I'm like, fuck, I want this at the house.
Worm. Oh, this is good.
It's a nice blanket. I love these new blankets. Shout out to Home Goods.
I love having my blanket on. And then I can like reveal what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I'm like, and now it's like, I just looks like the same.
Yeah. Mine looks indecent because I'm just wearing a little
bra. Whoa. Wow.
A brammy, as they were.
A what?
A brammy.
A brammy. What's a brammy?
Bra cami.
Oh,
top.
I didn't realize we were combining those two words. I love combining words that don't need to go together.
I love them too.
Oh.
That was like a reverse burp.
It did. I did like suck it in. It's like a black hole, you know, when it like sucks in.
I know what I'm saying? I do know. I mean, I don't actually because I don't know anything about space, but.
As you have probably seen from the title, I would first, before we get anything, also I heard someone say this on another video, but just before you guys don't forget, please like and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for joining us and watching the pod and listening and being here with us.
This is We Should Unpack This, by the way. I'm Mickey.
I'm Aaron. And I would like to put a disclaimer because sometimes I think we as a collective don't do the best job with nuance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Conversations where, and I included, I am a very black or white thinker.
Yeah.
This is something we have worked on in couples therapy for a millennia, it feels. If I was free ren, this would be my,
Dumb.
I would not be searching for magic. I would be searching for, and grimoires, I would be searching for, free ren was so good.
Free ren was so good.
That's probably one of my favorite.
We really liked it.
Oh, God.
Oh, that reminds me. The Discord today on stream, they were asking about animes that we watch, and I told them you're more the curator than I am.
Like that we have watched?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I think...
Because I got so many suggestions today. There's so many things in our watch list for Crunchyroll now.
JJK came up, and I really want to start Solo Leveling. We love... What? Oh, well, they're all animes. I work with a bunch of weebs, so they keep me up to date. The coolest.
Okay, great.
It's so amazing and wonderful and wild to me.
Yeah.
Because like growing up... Watching anime, like, in high school, like, you're
a
fucking nerd.
Oh, I know.
Like, you
judgment.
Like, judgment.
Shame.
Like, also, I think, too, because, like, Naruto was, like, the premiere at the time. Like, the peak of, weeb culture, as we would. And I'm saying this endearingly as a fellow weeb. I have fucking Evangelion scattered across my entire body.
Yeah.
But I think... it has been so amazing. I think it's such a cool thing as like watching culture continue forward that like now like everyone just watches anime and like major studios and stuff
totally
have
fine.
Amazon and Netflix major studios. I guess they kind of are.
You get it.
You know, like make their own, like have their own anime and stuff. You know, it's just, and also the wide variety of anime is
nice.
Yes.
Yeah. We've recently discovered like low stakes anime, which has been so fun.
We do also love a good rom com. And
stream recommended something to me today, our like patron only streams. Shout out to our Discord, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They recommended something that's called Dungeons and Delicious, or like Delicious Dungeons,
I think,
or
I heard
something.
Is it a cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a cooking anime?
Yeah, there's like actual animes about, there's animes about all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
But it's apparently like D&D mixed with a cooking anime.
I love
where
that.
They eat the monsters. They like cook and eat the monsters,
oh,
apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. Like apparently like kind of wholesome and fun. So I'm on board.
I think before we do anything, I do need you to watch. I think we do need to do Fallout together. I think we need to work on Fallout.
I was like in my brain searching for an anime called Fallout, and I was like, are you talking about?
The Baby Billy.
Yes, yeah.
I really do. He's a
Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers.
Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers. Love that actor.
I love that actor so much.
I feel so bad. I know his name, but I can never, it always escapes
me.
He's Baby Billy.
God damn.
I'm almost ready to watch the Gemstones again.
I know
There's
we
so many
should.
Things.
If you haven't watched Righteous Gemstones, by the way, if you're into like satirical, like, you know, makes a joke out of itself kind of comedy, you'll probably like
Danny McBride has been doing his best. Like, he has several shows, and I feel like they were all like, getting close, but I feel like they really nailed the formula and like
so
the characters.
Yes. Like characters who are actually terrible people, but then for some reason by the end of it, you end up liking them.
Because like, I will say, like, and is it substitute teachers or whatever, or vice principals or whatever?
Oh my God, I forgot
that
we watched
show
that show.
So problematic.
Or,
like,
oh my God.
But, like, it doesn't end either with a good, like, I'm like, you all are all actually still, but like, we didn't
it's
have good
so
character
terrible.
Arcs. Yeah,
no.
Like, we were not doing
it was
great
like
on the character arcs.
It was an interesting show to watch, but at the end of it, I just was like feeling very
I'm
icky about the whole thing.
Yeah, same.
Like,
I didn't like the way any of it ended.
Agreed.
But so you want me to list off animes or
no? Just like later, we can talk about it.
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
Because they were asking me about things that we've watched, and I was like,
I'm a bit of an anthology. Yeah, I've watched so many now. I've lost track.
You've watched a lot of them, but like, I don't know. I haven't really, because they were asking about like Cowboy Bebop and stuff, and I was like, did Aaron's watch that? I don't know. Like,
yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. So
that's fair. But anyways, back to our topic at hand. No, you're fine. Don't be. I am just as bad. Also, we're kind of on 10 right now. So there is probably going to be some overlap and discussion and chitter chatter. Yes, please.
Can I share some astrology stuff with you?
Oh, and please do.
Okay.
I know, as if I was the audience, like, this isn't, the audience is saying they don't actually want to hear about astrology right now.
I don't care. I'm going to tell you anyways.
Tell us.
No, I only bring it up because some folks have been more validating of the astrology stuff. And I like sharing it. The planet of Mars, which from an astrological perspective is often related to the way that we do things, right? It's related to like action, movement, like in a literal and also figurative sense.
Okay.
It's archetyped by astrologers who are binary and annoying as being like male. For what it's worth, inclusive Whatever. Astrology doesn't really have anything to do with gender, actually, because those are...
It should be amorphous.
And yeah, gender's not a binary, neither ethereal. Is sex. And so it's useless and reductive to refer to things in such terms. But
agreed.
Mars is often referred to as like an action planet, right? Mm-hmm. And like a very fiery and like, you know, motivational-y. And Mars was recently hanging out in the sign of Pisces, which is, first of all, a water sign. So that's not great. Mm-hmm. But also Pisces, like very ethereal and just sort of like devil may care about earthly things.
Yes.
Because Pisces is very much like spiritual, beyond the veil, just kind of like somebody who's like so zoomed out, somebody so big picture about life that like nothing matters. Can't and like see, yeah. That's a very valuable perspective sometimes, but when we talk about like, you know, like day-to-day earthly, like I need to accomplish my to-do list type of stuff,
not great,
not helpful. So Mars moving into Aries, which is also very like let's go, like very let's fucking mm-hmm. go dude kind yeah. of energy. So if you've noticed in the past couple of weeks at the time that you're watching this that you're feeling a lot more motivated and a lot more like ready to yeah. rage, that's probably why. And also delight in that, enjoy that, because it might change as Mars continues to move through the zodiac. But yeah. Mars in Aries is like a really great placement for like starting stuff, for like, you know, moving through stuff, mm-hmm. for like really fucking raging. And it's like, you know, it's very invigorating to me as somebody who has a double fire sign in my big three. Yeah. I feel like I've come first alive thing, finally.
Double fire sign. And I was like, God damn, is that a new placement? Is no. that did that update just drop?
Double fire sign.
Deviled eggs over there.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm so curious now because I'm assuming you're not familiar with the planets, this planet suite by Gustav Holst. Nope. It's classical literature or whatever. But like all the planets, it's like music for each of the planets. And I'm so curious what each, because like Mars is like the bringer of war, and like Jupiter, yeah. I think, is the planet of jubilee. I can't remember the name.
Jupiter is the ruling planet for Sagittarius, which is very like charismatic and lucky.
I'm curious.
Jupiter is also about like life's greatest purpose.
Not to get lost in the sauce, but I'm curious what if the planets and their sounds and yeah. the songs have anything to do with like astrology or like how they like
probably
came to be.
A lot of the characterizations music. That science has about planets mm-hmm. come from ancient Greek and Which Roman mythology.
Because we pull from
yes, exactly.
History. Yeah.
And that's where a fair amount of like astrological influence comes yeah. from also, because astrology is literally an ancient practice of studying patterns and trends related to astrological movements in the sky. Yes. Yes. Astrology started as a science, and yes. it's only become known as like pseudoscience because of like racist white supremacist men who Big choose to surprise. Devalue things that native and indigenous and also femme people uplift as being valuable and interesting.
And news so. That surprised nobody at 9.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying anybody has to live their fucking life by astrology. Don't start with me. But I'm just saying that just it's like helpful to hold multiple perspectives in yeah. our minds about certain things when we demonize them as being inherently vapid and vain and useless.
Especially in the goal of becoming more fully fleshed out. Human yes. beings.
And also being less of a hate mass for us, you know?
And as someone who is unlearning a hate mass.
Yes.
Also, most of the time being a hate mass just because you're probably jealous or envious of something.
As We've learned that lesson many times.
I don't want to admit it.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
As yeah.
You and I both grew up with an environment that was not particularly uplifting to our self-esteem, but also, you know, like we live in a scarcity
yeah.
like mindset by virtue of the fact that we're being subjected to capitalism. So like, of course we felt that way.
And we'll, you know.
Real strength is in like acknowledging that and moving past it.
And growing.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Anyways, the more you know.
Yeah.
I think in an attempt to get us back.
Sure.
Okay, so let's just re quick. Uh-huh. Let's just recap again before we get into this. This is a conversation Mickey and I have had.
Yes.
And we don't exactly see eye to eye, actually, for once. Mm-hmm. There's another conversation we're debating having on the pod later that we mm-hmm. actually don't. It's very, very few things. And also, too, it's not because the core idea isn't like our, what we want is the same.
Yeah.
But the way.
Anyways, we differ about what we think the wisest means are to achieve our shared ideal goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, again, let's live in the gray. Let's live in the nuance. Yes. Let's embrace
yes.
and acknowledge that several and in fact multiple things can be true at the same time. Uh-huh. And we all still are very much on the same page. Yeah. We have a body of work on the channel if you are at all.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. feeling swayed by our opinions yeah, or anything that I think help thing. Reinforce our positions.
Yes.
So I think with that being said, uh-huh. are you ready to talk about the TikTok ban or not ban?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you want to start? So. Also, the video you wanted to share with us, mm-hmm. was that related to this or is that separate?
Separate.
Is that like a tie-in?
It's actually a TikTok video.
Oh.
Well, it's not about the TikTok ban though.
Oh, should we watch it first?
If you want to.
Do you want to do that? Do like a little warm-up? We'll have like a warm-up.
Yeah.
Whenever you ask me for my opinion on things, mm-hmm. I'm like, you want my opinion?
Of course I do.
I don't know what that says about me.
I like your opinion on everything.
I know. I think.
I think you have really valuable things to say, Punkin.
I don't feel like I do. Like
I feel like you do.
No, I know. But it's a thing I'm
Lots
working on.
Lots of people on the channel do.
Yeah. I know. You guys help out a lot.
People like you.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Show me the video.
Okay. So this video is 6 minutes long. We will probably just like cut this up. And or like skip past the boring parts, I think.
Okay. Are there boring parts?
Not really.
Okay, well then.
Just like go with me on this. It's a 6 minute long video, but I do think like the entirety of it is important.
Okay.
Because there's like a greater conversation about like emotional regulation and stuff happening here.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm just going to show you this with like no more, you know.
Context?
Like, yeah.
Okay, we're going in blind. All right, friends, are you ready to embark on this journey with me? Let's mm-hmm. go on it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Dad, you have to do it quickly.
Do you want some context?
Nope.
Okay.
You're supposed to leave room so you can see me run. Dum dum. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Mom, you have to pick something else.
Uh-huh. Just wait.
Does this get cute?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go.
I couldn't even get a bite.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just wait.
I just don't know what's going on. It's fine. I don't want to know.
Well, I can explain the premise of this. Just pause really quick.
It's falling out. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, so this is a trend that's been happening on TikTok. I didn't learn this until after I watched the video, but this is a trend that's been going okay. around. It's mostly like family vloggers and straighties that are doing this.
Okay.
But it's a trend that people are doing where essentially you play rock, paper, scissors, you get like takeout or whatever, and then you play rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses has to go run to a predetermined point and then run back. And so that person who's running obviously isn't eating. So the person who's left there has the opportunity to like eat the food super quick until that person gets back, and then you rock, paper, scissors again. Whoever loses has to go run. You get to eat more food, whatever. It's a competition, basically, to see who yeah. can, like, eat, or, like, you know, you get to eat the food if you win, basically, which is, like, a little bit odd in the first place.
And the idea of fairness, I
sure.
not continue. I'm keeping an open mind.
Yeah. But so this, I didn't see this video on my For You page. I saw like reactions to this video on my For You page.
Don't tell me the reactions yet.
I had to go like seek this out. Well, that's why I want your opinion about it, because
okay.
people's reactions, a lot of the reactions that I've seen are things that I don't agree with, actually. So I'm curious to see what your knee-jerk reaction is to this whole thing as it unfolds. But this is why I said you kind of have to watch the whole thing.
I'll watch the whole
because
thing.
Because it's not just like the initial stuff that happens.
Yeah.
It's like how this ends. So,
I don't love things with RNG. And I know rock, paper, scissors is an inherently random number generator. That's how in video games and stuff, how they determine crits and like, like when people say like the RNG gods aren't on.
Got
like,
it.
Like D&D is a perfect example of RNG.
Yeah.
A D20, obviously.
Yes.
If you're rolling all ones, RNG bad, but normally it's a computer. You got it.
I do.
That's why Monopoly Go kicks your ass.
Yes.
and anyways, I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep an open mind. The tacos look good, though. I don't know what that sauce is he dipped it in, but that looked good, too. But also, doing this in public in a parking lot, I don't know how people influence in real life. Like, influencers in the wild, to me.
Terrible.
I love our cozy studio. I am
terrible
anxious.
Social anxiety. I'm terrible at stuff like that.
Not for me. It's I don't know me. How people taking a selfie in public is quite uncomfortable. I've gotten better about it. If it's with
even
you, it's
then,
fine.
I know.
But
it's, oh, so bad.
I just, also, I can't remember the name of this thing. Oh, I can't remember. There's a type of running you do where you like run to bars and you drink and you run. You're like running and drinking. Yes. It's, gosh, what's it called? Hashing, I think. Yeah, I think it's like a thing. It's like a sport.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, you like drink and you run.
Like alcohol?
Yeah, like beers. Drink beers, run. Drink more beers, run. Yeah.
That sounds like a recipe.
One of my friends used to do that. Yeah.
I'm not into that. Yeah, I don't like that at all. I've never. This is very similar, though.
This is feeling like that, though, like the running. But also, I can't imagine eating hot, spicy food while running.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. As a person who loves hot, spicy food and running.
Okay, continue.
I feel bad. I couldn't eat. I would be like, I'll just. Also, I don't like the looking at the camera. Also, I don't like listening to people chew.
I know. We might cut out the chewing sounds.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Are you kidding me? You ruined the taco!
Yeah, because you put sauce over all of it. I was wondering that. Uh-huh. I was assuming they both.
Oh. Why would you dump all the hot sauce on? I don't like it on my tacos.
Yeah, that's
gonna control it. Come on. Hey.
Uh-huh. It devolves really quickly from this point.
Also, the food's almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Piss me off.
Also, I wouldn't want any food. Also, why could he not open it for her? If I saw you do that, I would be so.
I know, when she put it in her mouth, I would never.
No.
Hold on, pause.
No.
Can I tell you something? I have actually chipped my tooth before doing something like that. And so I will never, ever do that again.
I am not anyone's dentist, but please do not use your
teeth. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Also, just hit the bottom of the.
But also, it's because it's not a twist off, so they don't have a bottle opener.
No,
yeah,
no, I just you gotta. Oh, it's fine, it's fine. Just don't use your teeth.
Uh huh. Yeah,
I can already see where this is going. That's very dangerous. I can already see, like, she's like actually not having a good time. Like, this is
also, just keep going. We'll talk about it at the end.
I don't like watching people suffer.
I know.
Shirt. Come on. Ow! What's wrong with this thing?
Open it.
Stop eating.
Open it.
I can't. My hands are all hot, saucy.
I'm not having no drink.
I'm hungry!
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not gonna open that way.
Ow!
Can you stop?
Uh-huh.
I don't even want it anymore.
Knock, paper, scissors, shoot. Knock, paper, scissors, shoot. Knock,
baby,
shoot.
What is this mess?
I'm glad that you're having the same reaction to this that I did. Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Knock, paper, scissors, shoot. Knock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm leaving.
I keep having to remind myself to close.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I know.
She'll knock all the meat out.
Her stabbing point's leaving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't run like I used to. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I know. I did the same thing when I watched it the first time. Because, like, what the fuck? It's just so upsetting.
Waste a lot of breath.
Why are you like that?
Also, the kid is just watching this whole time.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
A toothbrush? We didn't have anything.
Hold on. I thought you were a bartender or something.
You think that I just carry a beer opener, a bottle opener with me? I haven't been a bartender in a decade.
In a decade? What's a decade?
10 years. Uh-uh. Yeah. Don't.
No.
We do the thing. You're making this not fun.
We do the thing with this?
Yes, there ain't any more food.
Okay, hold on, pause.
Go.
What do you think's about to happen?
I think there's just no way a blow up's not coming.
Daddy, stop.
That was pretty good.
You wonder why I didn't do it. Why I
I thought you were losing. Aurora, I'll go get another one, baby.
And he wonders why I took a drink first. I knew you were going to do that.
I'll go get another one, baby.
Aurora's you sad. Made our daughter cry.
And she wanted none.
The carne asada was mine.
Apparently it was mine.
Who films this? Who in their right goddamn cis hetero mind films this
and then uploads it
on the internet?
Yes.
Are people unaware of also too? Like,
yes.
People
apparently.
Jenna Marbles quit the fucking internet because people got mad because she didn't apologize enough for like all the pet things and stuff.
Yes.
But then this and also in front of your daughter.
Yeah.
Like
triangulating
also,
your daughter and you guys having a shit fight about tacos.
I watched this and I'm like, you know what, guys? I think we do need to have TikTok taken away from us because like people like this don't need to be making content. I don't actually mean that, of course, to be clear, but I just, like, I am by no means a, like, aggro or, like, aggressive man.
No.
I love a good competition, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't, like, if we do something, like,
yes.
I'm sorry, but, like, I'm gonna win. But also, too, like, they're, like, but with food, though, and, like, the running thing, and it's like, there's so many things wrapped up in this. It's like, there's the humiliation thing to it.
Yes.
It's also, like, the lack of empathy for your partner.
Uh-huh.
If I would be, like, if I won twice in a row, I would be, like, sitting there and be, like,
uh-huh. Literally
having
same.
One bite of chip and
yeah,
like,
I'm having
also,
a chip.
Your I'm assuming wife, your the mother
partner.
Of your child,
yes,
is sitting there and spent like three of her turns
trying
to open
the soda.
Up this bottle, and then you crush the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Too, and also too, my other question is: are they filming this? Their child is there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're. We have our vehicle. The back is open.
Yeah.
We're running. We're doing
and
this.
Propped our
and
then, up or something.
So our child is just sitting there, who I'm assuming hasn't ate yet, is eating while it's going on.
Unclear.
Is also like.
Yes.
Also, we just thought to film this in the parking lot right in front of the place.
Yeah.
Like all of it's weird.
Literally,
all
what the fuck is going on here?
I just don't understand. I think I have like one more. I can't imagine. And this is the thing we talked about last week. Like, I can't imagine having such disregard and like low opinion.
Yes.
Of your, or like.
Your partner.
Like
low empathy. Like a lack of empathy for your partner.
Like, genuinely.
Isn't that just like flabbergasting?
The
reactions
that
I. I am
glad I watched the whole thing. But
yes.
What are the reactions to? Because it's not cute. If this is not, this is
I've
not
seen
funny.
A lot of reactions to this video of people saying that the husband didn't do anything wrong and that the wife is the problem in this scenario. Which, to be clear, she hit him several times, which is so abusive and fucked up, right? Like, that's never
fair.
Okay.
Agreed.
And especially to do that in front of your daughter. Like, the way that the kid was trying to pacify her parents the whole time was like actually kind of triggering because like that was me in childhood.
That kid is going to grow up and be hyper aware of both of
if they don't fucking knock it off and fix their shit, their child's going to grow up being a people pleaser and like an emotional bloodhound who is like so stressed and dysregulated by the emotions of other people because they made her responsible for all their fucking bullshit. But on top of that, the fact that people are pointing the finger at just the woman in this scenario is bewildering to me because the fact that the wife like hit him and was being abusive to him obviously is terrible, but also that her partner seems to have like no empathy for her is like shocking to me. Like the whole time I was watching this, I was just thinking about how like, you know, how would Aaron and I respond if we did this? First, and like you and I are both competitive. Like I'm not going to lie and pretend like we've never gotten in a fight over a competition.
We've definitely
done that before.
We do have trouble with
board games.
Because we like to win.
But also like I would never, first of all, like weaponize my anger about losing at you like that.
No.
And also like in any scenario where I was like repeatedly losing.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I tapped. I just want to make sure it's good. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine. In any scenario where I was like repeatedly losing, I feel like you would like, always. Like you were saying, you just eat like a chip or something, you know? Or like, I feel like you would be like, also, if you need a break, like, we'll just
take a break. Also like, hey, we paid money for this food. Also, I don't want to scarf.
And if you put hot sauce over all of the food, like you would never. That
was
the part that
killed me. I was like, oh, maybe they must both.
He put it over every single one of the tacos, like, and then was like, "Oh, I couldn't control it." Like,
no, bitch, you fucking how? Also like you hadn't even run yet. Like, also too, like, give me a break.
Yes.
Also, my like the taco. I'm like, y'all aren't even running that far, but like,
that would wind me.
No, the first I know. Time. No, same though. Especially if you're doing it back to back to back to back to back, and then like, I hope other people are also it's the stitches and stuff to it. If that's the case, it's like the Love is Blind phenomena.
Yes.
Phenomenon. the thing though, where like the men will be doing the most rancid ass shit.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, oh, but that was, she's such a fucking bitch though. Yes. Like, what a bitch.
Fuck her.
God damn.
Why can't she just be nicer?
Like, what a fucking nag.
She'll be like, wow, it really hurt my feelings that you called me a stupid, ugly fucking moron. And everyone's like, can't you just mother him?
Like,
can't you
just be nice to him? Take care of him.
Literally.
Pat his little butt and give him some fucking.
Are y'all okay?
God damn.
Truly, what the fuck? It's like a never ending sympathy for men.
It makes me feel and nothing but crazy. Vitriol.
Same. I felt like I was going. Just like losing my mind while I was watching these reactions to people being like, that poor husband, he deserves so much better.
That poor husband.
The comment section on this original video, by the way, the top comment when I watched it was a woman saying, every time she ran, I smiled. Or she ran, I smiled.
This, I know, like, I know we don't talk about, God, like, you know, and this is where the thing, and I know, oh, there's so many things coming to my mind right now.
I know.
But I can feel it, the hatin'ess. It's right there. It's right in my throat. It's right there. And you know? It's
right on the tip of your tongue. It's just so beyond comprehension. Many things
I would say to you if we were on the pod. But I think it's just a good point of self-reflection.
Yeah.
And why do we feel that way? Because also, too, when people comment stuff like that, we had a funny little conversation today at work about, like, the Drake Kendrick thing.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, I was like, did he pick you yet, dude? Did he fucking pick you?
Literally.
Like your boy literally. Got cooked and, like, you're still like, like, blah, 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 blah. And yes. I was like, do you, and someone was like, we could write a letter to him if you want. And, but anyways, I digress. But did the husband see you?
Literally.
Did, also, too, I was so taken aback. I was like, okay, mullet. And I was like, fanny pack. I was like, okay, so maybe like. And
yes.
I was like, oh, and then, no, nope. Never mind.
Very straight.
This is why I have to like wear my shorter shorts. And like, I don't know
literally.
How to like this separate myself. This is why you have to
wear your pond friend shirts all the time.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
But I so just off-putting. Can't imagine treating like, it, like even people I don't like.
That's what I was going to say.
Food. But food even is sacred.
Like. Just like a friendly competition between like me and even somebody that I didn't really know that well, I would like hold back. That's like worst enemy behavior.
There is weeks and months and years of vitriol
and resentment
that is boiled and anger. Cooked into that.
Yeah.
Because like no one eats with such a fervence.
No.
That you like in an attempt to finish the food before. And also too, like you could just see also with that last, like she's on the verge of crying.
Yeah.
Also like that is some shit. Like also, I don't see how that kid's not absorbing this. And this is why
that's what they feel comfortable putting on the internet. Keep in mind. They thought this was fine to upload to the internet. God only knows what's happening behind closed doors and the things that they've subjected that child to.
So much lighter. Like, tit for tats
I
and
know.
Like yes. hardly anything.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine like I just it
it's mind boggling. Honestly.
It baffles the deepest reaches
I know.
Of my brain.
I know. I'm glad that you had a similar reaction that I did though, because when she was doing all of that, obviously I was really upset. But like seeing him like just gobble this food down. It reminds me of an Am I the Asshole that Hannah and I talked about on Thanks We Hate It, RIP. that the Am I the Asshole was like, oh, am I an asshole for eating all of my food when my partner didn't like their food? And it was like a boyfriend, girlfriend.
He went and got downstairs and then yes.
It was like a like a surprise order system where like restaurants in the local area would serve you whatever they had left over. So you could get like really good food at a discounted price, but it was like a grab bag mystery box kind of thing. So this one person got food from, you know, like XYZ restaurant, and this other person got food from an Indian restaurant that ended up being their little grab bag was like all soup and like mostly like broccoli something or whatever. Something or other.
And wasn't the boyfriend like, oh, you should have.
Yeah, they were like disappointed and like, you know, obviously not super fulfilled by that. And so the boyfriend was like, should go get something from the bodega then and just pile drive this
food. Also, weren't they like sick or something, or they needed?
Oh yeah, the girlfriend had just had ankle surgery, so she had a boot on, and they lived in like a fifth floor walk up or some shit, upstairs to some capacity, I guess. And so he was like, am I the asshole for not sharing my food? Yes. And like, yes.
Also,
because even if you guys both end up still being hungry after sharing one meal, then we can order more food. We can get more food, you know, because she was like, I don't want food from the bodega because the kitchen was already closed and it was only cold stuff and like chips, basically. And she couldn't go get food by herself.
Of course.
And so, but he just sat there and ate his whole fucking meal while she was like sad with her soup, basically. And like, this reminds me of that so much, because in, I think, a similar scenario, you and I would both choose to have slightly less food so that both of us could just share equally.
Yeah.
You know,
I just don't understand. And you know, like, and this is where I go back to, because I do have a hard time not being like, oh, you know, like, I know men have it out there really hard and stuff, and like,
sure.
And then I'm like, motherfuckers do shit like this.
Yes.
And I'm like, I like, you know what, like, for good reason, like, fucking go off, like, have a fucking miserable time. Because also too, like, if you're not like the person you're in relationship with, I don't see, and I know this doesn't happen over time, and also we do have actually I'm not gonna pathologize us, but we do have a thing where we like our caretaker roles and stuff do get mixed up, and like you know,
we do caretake each other sometimes,
without the other asking and stuff too. But like, why, like, intrinsically, why would you not want to like
see your partner win?
Even in the smallest ways, like with food like that? Like, I...
Also, can I just tell you too, if we were playing rock, paper, scissors for something like that, and I had won several times in a row, I would start trying to lose.
Literally, literally.
If you had like had to run, I would feel so bad.
I think the only time I don't do that is like if it's Yahtzee or like... Where like there's, if there's like a number associated or something, there's Mario Party.
Yes.
Like, I'm not playing to win. I'm playing to dominate. I'm playing to crush
also,
you.
Mario Party is a silly little ha-ha game.
And there's no food involved. And we have gotten mad over it because stealing the stars is very mean.
But like, no one is like having food literally taken out of their mouth. No one's being humiliated. Nobody is being like, you know.
And all, there's, you know,
just no.
Also, I want to know whose idea it was. Whose idea do you think it was to film this video and do the content in this way?
I don't know.
Who started this trend too? This is like eating fucking Tide Pods.
I don't know.
Like,
it feels very CrossFit somehow.
It
you
is
know?
Little, it is like a little CrossFit coded. But then also, she was saying she hasn't run like that in a while.
Yeah.
Or so maybe like not. Like,
I don't know.
I'm not giving like, it's not giving like fitness blogger fame.
Yeah. No, I have no idea what their shtick is, but. That whole,
either way, I don't want it.
That whole situation was just really off-putting. Sorry for kind of derailing the pod. I know we talked about this for a minute.
This is totally perfect. This is perfect. And I think this is another... Also, too, this is what the pod is for, is to talk about things that are pertinent and going on.
You're right.
You know, you're a little curator, just like you are for me.
I do my best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you had the same reaction to that I did, though, because I was so confused.
How would you have felt if I had had like a different reaction? I don't even know.
I would have been so confused. I feel like also if I had just explained why I felt the way that I did, you would get it, though.
Yeah. And I think this is where we get to the TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Where I very much, gosh, I just keep saying the word gosh.
I know you really do. It's almost like being perceived makes you feel the need to like not swear or something. It's kind of funny.
I am trying to do a better job about it because
not me.
Yeah.
Not around here, partner.
All right, partner.
Not around here.
All right, partner. Well, take us away, I reckon. One of our friends in our D&D group started saying I reckon for his character. And it's so fucking cute. But like, it's
it reminds me of Michael Scott every time.
Yeah.
I do declare.
He said, I reckon. Because he'll put his little head down like he's got a little hat on. Right. Also, that a character in,
but also in, bless up for actually role playing and doing a voice. I love when
a
people
character
do that.
In our universe has a southern western accent.
And also a shop named in case of emergency.
Oh, fuck me. That shit was so good. I want everyone to know that everyone that helped explore or create the names for Mickey's D&D map.
Thank you.
All of us were like, we spent probably a good 15 minutes reading every single one.
Yeah.
And it they really
enjoyed the names.
It like truly made the experience fun. so much better. Like you could pay, like you could sell your DM ability. You. Like you are so good at DMing. It cannot be understated.
I feel a lot of imposter syndrome about it because it's not like we played D&D for very long. But
that's the thing about you is like you hyper focus. It's the ADHD. It's sometimes a curse and sometimes a blessing.
Too much gene.
Because when you do something for like 80 hours in 2 days, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of that way, isn't it?
Of 80 hours in 2 days.
Yeah. So let's talk about the TikTok ban. I want to level set from the beginning here.
Let's level set again.
You and I do have slightly different opinions about this, but again, not because we have like differing goals.
We have like different hues.
Yeah. And also, I think it's fair to say that both of us do firmly believe that like the government reaching into our private lives to the degree that they are is so fucking scary and like bad. Right? Like we're both on the same page about the
fact. Not a good precedent.
Neither of us are fucking fans of the United States federal government and like just, you know, fuck that precedent for sure of like reaching into our lives and like dictating definitively the type of media and the type of speech that we're allowed to engage in. Like that sucks, you know? So like, I just want to clarify that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But you and I do have kind of different opinions about it because I think you're like slightly less off put by the idea of a TikTok ban than I am.
I think I'm more off put by it now, the time I've spent and thought about it.
That's valid.
But I think there are valid concerns and valid criticisms and valid like pros and cons each. I think this is definitely one of those situations where I have a hard time honing in. It's very much one of those where like I could be swayed either way very easily.
I am so sorry.
Want a second?
One of my contact lenses tried to escape my eye just then. Wow.
I never seen you think so fast.
I can't wait to watch that back on the episode because it probably looks like I'm fucking running away from a ghost.
Just like hitting you like... I'm shooting you with my words.
Yeah. No. My contact lens tried to escape my eyeballs.
Is it back in?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad we didn't have an extra
I would have just powered through, honestly, with one eyeball.
I'm so glad I don't have to wear contacts anymore. That was the word. Okay, sorry. Your eyes are a lot harder.
Some of
than
us
mine
don't
were.
Have job-sanctioned healthcare, so.
Sorry.
I mean, I do through you, but, you know.
Yeah, so it all kind of works out. Yeah. But anyways, back on TikTok. I think you should start, and then I'll kind of add my sprinkles.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I mean, I think by the time this goes up to, like, the news has already kind of dispersed.
Totally.
And there's, like, many months that are going to go by before there's anything meaningful happens. Change to actually, like, what's going on in the app. But at the time that we're recording this, relatively recently, both parts of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, for those of you who aren't familiar, have passed a bill that will effectively ban TikTok from being usable in the country. The claims that they're using to justify this are that the privacy concerns that they have for an app like TikTok being owned by a Chinese company is like a national security risk and like a risk for the American populace in terms of our privacy and our data being mined by a foreign entity, right? So they propose this ultimatum, essentially, where either TikTok sells the company to someone in the United States.
Yeah, which like...
Which apparently there was a senator who was like, I'll buy it, which is crazy.
That doesn't seem like the most inside dealing I've
ever... Literally.
Like, these motherfuckers are already allowed to get away with insider trading and shit. Like,
literally.
As if you need to make any more money.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the burden.
So, yeah, either sell it so that it's now an American-owned company or we're banning your app, essentially. Yeah. Which is problematic for, like, a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah.
Especially because the... I think quiet part out loud for a lot of people is that TikTok is one of the largest media platforms that generally speaking is pretty effective at like disseminating and also like organizing information.
Yeah, I think it's very much so.
That's like not Republican oriented.
Impossible to disagree with.
Yeah. And it's not that there aren't people of like varying political orientations on TikTok, right? Like there are very much Republicans and conservatives on TikTok, obviously, like there is any social media platform. But I think TikTok is unique in the sense that it has created like a community connectedness.
Yes.
And
we've
also
talked about that before on the pod too.
It lends itself, I think, better to actual like organization and activation, right? Like,
I think people, like, sharing things that are actively, it's like, yes, it's like what Twitter used to be before, yes, fuckface fucking ruined it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Twitter's been ruined, well, for a while.
Twitter has been very bad and racist and disgusting and misogynist.
Yeah, yeah. But I hear,
but as
what
far
you're
as like live, yes, like live,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah, reachability, yes, and stuff, yeah,
and like things that are happening in the now.
There's been a lot of like community involvement for things like GoFundMes, right? And mm-hmm. then, you know, there are people like Mercury Stardust, who, like, you know, has raised millions of dollars
literally
by
of dollars.
Leveraging her popularity on TikTok,
yes,
for trans healthcare. So, like, it's a powerful medium, I think, that, like, because it's not owned by one of the people who owns all of the other social media companies in America,
literally,
that they're very off-put and, like, offended, not just by the fact that they're not making money from that, but, yes, also that they can't control the information that's being,
yes,
shared.
Because, like, Reels, I don't know what the fuck, like, it's just the most garbage-ass
garbage
algorithm. Like, there's just,
yeah,
nothing, nonsense. Like,
yeah,
there's no amount of, like, I don't know what, and also, too, it's because they're stealing our data, TikTok, obviously.
No, yes, of course.
But, like, okay, I'll take that to have a super fucking,
yes, exactly,
right on.
Well, and that's a lot of the commentary feed that's been floating around, is that, like, yes, we're aware.
Yeah.
We know that the TikTok algorithm is most effective as far as social media platforms go because they're mining our data,
yeah,
right? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm not trying to get sued. But the user experience is, like, far and away, I think, an improvement from other social media platforms.
I mean, clearly, that's why everyone else copied.
Not to say that I don't have fucking gripes with TikTok, because I do, and we're going to get into that in a minute.
This is the nuance we talked about earlier.
Yes, but, like, the user experience is, generally speaking, pretty fucking positive, mm-hmm, and also, like, pretty community oriented, right?
I would,
like,
say so.
Without having to really try that hard,
it'll
you
put
find
you
yourself
where,
confronted,
yeah,
with content that speaks to these very unique parts of your personality, which, again, is because they're stealing our data, allegedly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not saying that that's not a concern or an issue, because,
yeah,
I think anyone who's violating our privacy, like, obviously, you guys know, like, I feel strongly about that, you know?
Certain big help companies that help,
yeah,
you get better.
Schmetter Schmelps of the,
you know,
world.
Allegedly.
Yes. And again, a lot of the commentary from folks is like, we're already having our data stolen from, like, American companies, and their,
yeah,
apps are trash and I don't enjoy using them. So,
like,
if I'm going to have my privacy violated, at least I can have
it
violated to get, like, good and valuable content.
Serotonin,
yeah, exactly.
Literally.
What are your thoughts about all of that with, like, the privacy and the information mining?
I think,
allegedly.
I mean, yeah, I think it's very much that, like, also too, I guess, just for, like, my, like, I'm not saying it's the right thing, but I've kind of just been like, if you got nothing to hide, kind of a thing. But then also,
fair,
which, but also, like, I know that's not the right way to look at it. Anyways,
I know,
too.
Yeah.
But, like, if we're being so true, like, so clear, like, with the Patriot Act and stuff like that,
sure, yeah,
you know, like, they're spying or, and tapping or, like, using stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, regardless.
No, yeah,
like,
that's true.
Clearly, also, like, using, like, when people send in fucking, it's no different than, like, the police using people who've, like, done 23andMe and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, they've,
well,
gotten all the, what?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, like, they will get any information they want from you, regardless of whether you consent to it or not. You know,
yes,
like,
yeah,
signing a user agreement, like,
mm-hmm,
like, also, as we've learned with other things, like, they'll do it and not tell you about it anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I think that's the scary part for a lot of people, though, is that having something like this as legal precedent opens,
oh,
the door,
yeah,
for a lot of other violations of our privacy, and also, like, squishing, that's not the word I'm looking for, but, like, you know, suppressing,
yeah,
of our constitutional rights.
Yeah.
That's really scary. And I think, especially for me, like, in a post Roe v. Wade world, more legal precedent that enables, like, law enforcement essentially to, like, oppress me and violate my,
yeah,
privacy. Are you okay?
It's so hot.
Oh,
this is a hot blanket.
Take your blankie off. I'm a little chilly, actually, so.
Oh, do you want more blanket?
No.
That thing will get you hot.
I know, it's warm, huh?
I'm heated.
It's a nice blanket.
I'm like I'm at least 10 degrees hotter.
Are you stressed?
Maybe.
But no, I think having legal precedent that gives the proverbial powers that be a greater access to, mm-hmm, oppress me, and, like, especially, like, not just,
yeah,
me, but, like, people,
everyone,
who are more marginalized than me,
literally,
is really,
yeah,
concerning,
yeah,
you know? Like, especially, like, that was a lot of people's concern with the Patriot Act, which, like, granted, we were kids when that was passed, so, like, it's not like we were really politically aware, but, like, you know, in hindsight, the concern for people is not so much about, like, you know, not having anything to hide, but that, like, you can leverage that to say that, like, you know, well, I had reasonable suspicion, mm-hmm, to, like, violate this person's privacy because they're black or brown,
yeah,
you know, and, like, that's scary. Like, that's, I think, the thing for me that is, like, most dystopian and scary about,
yeah,
the whole thing.
I think, too, the thing for me that, like, really sucks if TikTok is taken away, I feel like it's caused and forced so many entities to be taken to be held accountable for so many things that would have other gone. I think every time we see a video of someone being hateful or racist or shitty to someone and then they lose their job because a TikTok blows the fuck up, like that lady who assaulted that person.
Oh, that minor.
Over her shorts or skirt.
Yeah, she tried to yank her skirt.
Yes.
Yeah, to be more modest.
Or like when companies do a horrible job or their customer service is trash.
And
someone like posts a picture or like when food's bad and like, what are you doing about this? Like no one wants a bad rep on TikTok. And so I feel like that, and the same thing with like the protests and getting information out and stuff. Like, I think that's the other thing too, is like it's no surprise. I don't know if this is like tinfoil hat of me, but like the way like Facebook and Instagram and like Twitter and stuff like slow down the movement of information.
Yes.
And stuff, and Reddit.
Yes. I think
like,
so.
Like, if that's not so telling of like, because like otherwise information moves so slow, not so slow, I mean faster than it has obviously.
No, yeah. Like historically.
But you know, like, in regards to each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think like TikTok's a very good way for like fast action and like information to get disseminated.
Yes. And I think generally speaking, it's also less censored than places like Instagram and Facebook, you know, because like a lot of the people that I follow that are part of like a really vocal movement for, you know, like social justice, and especially like, you know, right now, like pro-Palestinian people have their accounts banned, right? They all of a sudden weird they're in violation of community guidelines and have like their account held hostage or whatever, you know, and like all these things that like, even though you can report accounts that are actually violating community guidelines, right? And also like the way that Facebook had to be literally figuratively held at gunpoint to stop disseminating misinformation and disinformation that they fucking knew allegedly was misinformation and disinformation, but because it financially served them, and everyone's just like boop, 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 boop. It's totally fine, you know, and like that I think kind of sticks in my craw.
No,
because
it
like
should.
That's like, it feels very loud
like,
to me.
They American companies get a pass to
apparently,
do it, but then like. Yes. When it's a Chinese-based company, then, like, now we care about it?
Yes. Especially because the CEO is Singaporean, too.
Yeah.
Like, can we fucking... It's so irritating. Have you seen the footage from the hearings, that the congressional hearings that they did? Where there's a... I think it's a senator. Of course, it's a white man. Who asks the CEO of TikTok, like, 18 fucking questions about his association to the Communist Party.
Okay.
The Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And like, well, do you have a Chinese passport? And he's like, no, I'm Singaporean. Well, have you ever been to China? No, I'm Singaporean. Well, do you want a Chinese passport? No, I'm Singaporean. Well, do you have a house in China?
No, I didn't know that.
It, like, just
that.
Like, so very obviously, like, racism and prejudice about Asian people that, like,
because they're all
he's like, I'm Singaporean. I'm not fucking Chinese. I'm not a communist.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're just committed to this, like, this hard line in the sand of, like, because TikTok is a Chinese owned company.
Wait,
or
so
a Chinese company. It's based in China.
Oh, okay.
ByteDance, the company, is based in China. The CEO, I can't remember his last name.
Lives in
is Singaporean.
Singaporean. Okay.
Yes. And I think his wife is an American citizen, actually.
Oh, okay. I think I remember you telling me something about that.
But they are like insistent that the CEO of TikTok must be a like puppet for the Chinese Communist Party who is trying to infiltrate America.
Yeah.
And it feels very like Donald Trump saying that like COVID was a Chinese biochemical, you know, like that's kind of the thing that like really sticks in my craw too about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that like it's very obviously motivated and also backed by these like racist conservative ideals.
It's like the same shit, just like in a different like, oh, those damn kids and their rock and roll. Like, it's just really giving, like, especially when like old boomers fucking talk about it. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is the same thing. Like, also too, it never ceases to amaze me the things previous generations go through. And then when they get old, then they just end up doing the same thing.
Literally.
Like, I understand your brain stops developing and decaying after a certain age.
Sure.
But like, I need everyone to just like rub their brain cells together just a little bit harder and be like, huh, what was going on when I was a kid? Are there any parallels to this? Like,
literally.
Like,
can
I know.
Can you imagine surviving the civil rights movement and watching Vietnam War protests and then having the gall to be like, well, I don't think these kids should be, you know, causing destruction to property while they're protesting a genocide.
Like, the civil rights movement was not that long ago.
Literally.
Like, there's people that are alive.
But also, those are the people who would be like, well, if they would just be nicer, maybe we'd give them rights. And like, no, you wouldn't.
No,
you're
wouldn't.
A fucking bigot.
You literally would
liars.
Not.
God damn it, it makes me fucking
and
mad.
And I think, because I think that's the one thing too, also, like, as people who have used it and, like, are on the internet and, like, are have a public platform to some degree.
Yeah.
I think it's just so interesting. I think, I don't know if this is just me, the hate and ass part,
mm-hmm.
but the people we elevate and stuff,
Yes.
I think it's so, I think TikTok does a really good job sometimes, mm-hmm. but then like a really poor, it's like the thing like never meet your heroes kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I just, and also too, I feel like we pick and choose people who will do something, but if we like their delivery on it, then it's fine.
Then it's fine,
but
yes.
if someone else does it, then we don't like it. Yes. And I think it's really contributed to this like chronically online, yeah. like the seeing who can outwoke each other, yes. the like woke the, Olympics.
Well, and it's like yeah. very performative is the thing.
It's so performative, yes.
There's a lot of like performative progressivism on TikTok yeah. that really pushes my buttons because I know that people will probably be annoyed by this take, but I don't care.
We're living in the nuance.
I stand by it that there are a lot of people, I think especially like it tends to skew younger because that demographic yeah. is still like folks who are finding their identity, folks yes. who are finding their footing, who are especially vulnerable to like issues around shame and self-esteem and things like that.
Understandably.
There's a really large crossover of like those folks who are trying to find their footing and all yeah. this stuff who end up engaging in this really performative progressivism because it has become a vehicle to demonstrate to others that I am more progressive than yes. you are. And so therefore I am better,
I
right?
I hold more value.
Therefore I have value, yes. right? I have self-esteem. Yes. I am apex. Allowed to call myself a good person
yes.
because I caught you when it got you
gotcha.
About mm-hmm. something, yes. some like very niche and, yes. and nuanced progressive thing that you didn't know about. And so I can insist that you are therefore a worse person than I am,
yes.
which is, I think, doing a lot of damage to like the actual meaning of movements of like activism yeah. and social justice yeah. and all these things, because especially like for those of us with privilege, right, we should be centering our involvement in community activation from the perspective that like we are utilizing our privilege to force the proverbial powers yes. that be to listen to the people who are like voices for this movement, right? Yes. Like this is why I like struggle sometimes to find the right words about like social justice and stuff like that
yeah.
when I'm not like the person who's being marginalized, because it's a hard balance of it like is. Wanting to utilize your privilege to uplift voices about the movement, but not speak over top of mm-hmm. people, you know?
Yes.
And like TikTok being, I think also like such short form content and mm-hmm. also such like groupthink content sometimes, it does turn into a very performative and like,
it feels, you know, like a tank of piranha sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it also kind of crabs in a bucket mentality yeah. sometimes, you know?
Like the and people that, you're mad at are not the, like sometimes yes. you get mad, you take out your anger and rage
yes.
on the people. Like, I think that's the thing too, is like small micro creators,
yes.
like us, for example, like I feel like yeah. we get a lot of, I think you can just tell.
Sometimes we catch vitriol that I'm like.
Like, that's not, like, okay. You read a comment and you're like, that's not, like, you're telling yes. on yourself because that's not for me. Like, this
yes.
says much more about you than it does yes. about us, because
yes.
sometimes people, I think that's the other thing too with TikTok, is, like, people want it to be succinct and, you know, the answers and black yes. and white in yes. a couple of minutes, and like
no.
there's so much,
that's not how it works
in the, like it's not
yeah well and
not
I
how
think
life works.
That kind of goes along with another issue that I have with TikTok, which is that a lot of popular creators have been uplifted on that platform that ultimately amounted to nothing more than bullying, right?
Yeah.
Like for a while there was a trend of creators who would just like out like random people as like their whole platform, you know, like they
like
were like
out them or like,
the, like internet sleuths of like find
oh,
like not quite
I've
doxing. There was a
yeah.
couple instances of doxing, to be
oh,
fair, but
God, yeah.
like where they would find their workplace and like their family and their
yeah.
Facebook and all this stuff. And like they're racist, terrible people. So like, I don't feel bad that you lost your job for being mm-hmm. a racist necessarily, but it does kind of like perpetuate this idea
yeah.
that like harassing a stranger for being racist is a perfectly okay and
yeah.
normal thing to do. And like, actually it's not.
No,
you know, like there's lots of really valuable ways for us to engage with activism
mm-hmm.
that don't involve trying to destroy one individual person's life as your whole life's work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because also that's not doing anything.
No.
Because one, you're just bolstering the people who already hate
yeah.
you. And then
yeah.
showing the people around you that like this is the way you'll solve.
Yes.
Like,
a
movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Across, like, generation.
I think there is very much a world where it makes sense for people who make an ass out of themselves on the internet to be shamed on the internet, because like
bullying,
you did that,
yeah.
right? You put your ass out on the street. And so I'm like,
here's
I'm not apologizing for that.
Yes.
Yes. And also like ultimately, especially for me, you know, as like a white woman or
yeah.
like person anyways, I don't feel good about centering my activism on like playing whack-a-mole with individual people.
Yeah.
Like I'd so much rather try to create a you know, like positive movement towards like people doing introspection on themselves and like sharing that information with their family and their friends and like generally speaking creating a safer community than like victimizing or not victimizing, I guess, because you know they suck, but like you know, trying to like spite individual people. And I think that's the other thing that's like hard is that like there is a way to do that that isn't useless, but sometimes it does feel fruitless because like ultimately the person that you just, you know, made a spectacle out of on the internet, like that doesn't change anything about them.
I think that's the thing too, that's hard sometimes too, is because the people who are already on your side,
you're
not like swaying, like maybe, I guess.
Like, I don't know. It's just, it's like an interesting part of the like culture of TikTok that's kind of like challenging for me sometimes, that like, I just don't know that I feel great about like a whole niche of influencers having their whole job be like, you know, instead of participating in like a positive discourse, like only shitting on people all the time. I don't know.
I think too, because like also I think there's like learning, like it's good in some ways, but also I think like culturally too, I think as far as like, as far as like music goes, and like I think too, like the chronically online ness that happens, I think is what really, because also I think, because we talk about this all the time, like can you imagine if we had had TikTok growing up?
No.
Or like what that would have done to us?
Well, and that's, that's part of the other beef that I have with TikTok is that I don't think it's very good for our brains personally.
I feel like there's no way.
Yeah, that's like a nuanced conversation we can get into in a second, but
I mean, I'm trying to get into it now if you are.
One more thing about the like bullying culture on TikTok I think is also important to address though is the like, people call it the boomerification of Gen Z. But I do think there's, and this is not TikTok specific to be fair, it's more like about the development of the internet and like what happens to your brain as a person who's never lived in a world without the internet. That like there is kind of an interesting dehumanization that I think is more common with like, I would say like cusper, like young millennial people like us, Gen Z and Gen Alpha people also, that like you're just more apt to dehumanize people on the internet.
It's like the driving in a car thing.
Where like it feels totally fine to yell and scream and flip somebody off in your car with the windows up. But as soon as you roll the windows down and have to talk to them, then you're like,
oh, that's a person.
And I think it's kind of like that on the internet sometimes.
I think so too.
And like, that's also kind of my beef with creators who are, you know, doing the like, you know, making a spectacle out of one person thing. Is that I think some people really do walk away with the perspective that like, this is an okay behavior just in life generally. And so what ends up happening is people just so happening upon a video of like, you know, somebody doing or saying something that they think is like cringe or embarrassing, right? And then like devoting several hours of their time to like sleuthing into this person's life, or bullying them or harassing them, or like living in their comment section, calling them terrible and unspeakable names and all these things. And like, why don't do that?
No.
You know, like you can just not like things. You can just not like people. You can find somebody cringy or embarrassing. You know, like, and the problem with this like normalization of it on TikTok, I think, is because it's entirely possible for just like your average person to go viral on TikTok more so than it is on a place like Instagram or Facebook.
So much so. Yeah.
And so it's just like random ass fucking people who like, they're not trying to be influencers. They're not trying to make a career out of this. They haven't put their ass out there like we have. So like, I understand that people are going to bully me, like whatever. I've chosen to put myself on the internet and I recognize that that's part of it. But like a regular ass person doesn't deserve to have thousands of teenagers making fun of them in their comment section because they did something cringy with their partner. You know, like that's really mean and like off-putting.
I think that's the thing too that kind of sucks the most about the TikTok, or like if it is banned and like taken away, like it really is just taking it away from the kids. Kind of, which, and I know this is again where the nuance thing, where like it's not good for you, I don't think it is, but also like I think it's very important to have community and like space, like also,
and to be
like
socially aware too.
And I also too, but also at the same time too, I think it's also that thing where like sometimes TikTok will have you believe, especially based on, like, if you had asked me, I would have, you would think Chapel Rowan was the second coming of Jesus and is more popular than Taylor Swift, Michael Jackson, any other popular person in the entire face of music ever. But that's because your feed is full of Chapel Rowan. It's not like that in real life. If I go out, no one, most people don't know who Chapel Rowan is. And like, not if you ask us. Chapel Rowan is here. And is queer and is like in everyone's ear. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good rhyme.
I know. It took me a second to find it. You'll probably, you can probably tell watching me thinking about it. But
I love that.
But like, that's what I'm saying too. So like with social movements and stuff too. Is that you get in this place where like,
you
this
get lost.
Is the most important thing. And like everyone needs to be on the same page about this.
Otherwise you're a terrible fucking
person.
But
it's kind of eroded discourse. And like the ability to like disagree with something. And like, I think that's the other thing too, is like, it's okay to disagree with content and then just be like, you know, that's not for me.
Yes.
And then move the fuck along.
Or like that creator, don't like them. I'm just not going to watch their content.
Also too, like, you know, it's an amazing button. The not interested button.
Yes, exactly.
Don't show me content from this.
Because also there's a difference between somebody being a bigot and somebody just not having the exact same political, socioeconomical, and like, you know, activism beliefs as you.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for people to have slightly different flavors of things.
And varying that's also, degrees of things. Yes.
That's part of my frustration about the like performative like nature of people's content on the platform sometimes is that it does feel a little bit like, because I want to demonstrate to everybody else that like I have value and I'm worthy and all these things, that I'm gonna like nitpick other progressive people.
Yeah, and then
but like, why don't we focus our energy on like tangible good, you know, and like creating a movement that creates a greater inclusivity and like encourages people to be part of it, right? Like, I would so much rather focus like time. I'm not saying that that's not valuable, like, because sometimes there are people within the progressive movement that are fucking wrong, obviously, that needs to be corrected and addressed, right? But like, it does kind of feel sometimes like, why, like, who are you talking to? You know?
Yes. I haven't gotten a chance to talk about this in the pod yet, but from Fallout, the most like, like the scene that like stuck with me so good, I was like, oh damn. I was like, they did some fucking commentary here.
Yeah.
When I'm a spoiler, there's gonna be some Fallout spoilers here real quick. When the Raiders raid the vault and they capture the Raiders, there's this whole thing. So anyways, they have the Raiders capturing the vault dwellers are in there, and one of the vault dwellers is like, oh, we should just kill the Raiders because like treat them the way they would have treated us.
Yeah.
And the council is like, well, no, that's not how we do it down here. And the character goes, oh, so like the rules are only apply to us and not to them. So like they get a separate.
Because didn't somebody do something that they got in trouble for and then they got
essentially, well, like they were having a dissenting opinion about what to do with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, so the rules just apply to me and not to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because like the Raiders would happily kill every single one of us in this vault.
Yes.
And like, well, no, we need to rehabilitate them and stuff.
Yes.
And it just very much becomes the like rules for thee, not for me. And I think TikTok very much has like emboldened this, like the thing
it's
where
very
we
nitpick, selfish take.
Where we nitpick creators who are on the same side.
Yes.
It's the thing that like blows my mind is like, we're on the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we have the same thought, but just because it's not presented in the same way or in a way that maybe you are able to comprehend right away. Or like,
or
for whatever
you
reason,
don't like caveat something to hell and back.
Yes.
Then so now you assume a negative intention on my behalf just because I didn't devote a dissertation to making all of the possible nuance available to
you. Whereas with creators who are outwardly and
openly
with
fucking terrible,
being awful.
Yes.
Crickets.
Totally fine.
But like the people, it's because it's the people who will listen and are receptive to that. And then what we do is we pile on when we piranha. And we eat little pieces away. And it's just like something that it's so unhelpful. Like, it may feel, and also that's the thing too of like the performativeness to it.
I mean, I think especially in context, I know we talk about Jenna Marbles a lot on this channel and like that's because I'm a fangirl.
Also too, that's like a very historical internet moment. And I think we saw
but like
a
somebody
piece of the internet
somebody like Jenna Marbles, she was consistently, like every time available for feedback, she really did listen to what people said. And I think it got to a point where it was just like,
and genuinely,
I mean, and to be fair, I don't think she was happy making content generally. I think that was probably a larger contributor to her leaving.
Understandably.
We can only and people, I think their career on social media kind of runs its course. And so whatever, right? But seeing the internet become this place that like nitpicked a person to death because she was available to listen. But then will also, like, there are people who will turn around and be like, I don't know, Jeffree Star's kind of funny. So like, you know, it's okay. Like, hello, are y'all okay? And I know that those aren't the same people also,
but like,
to be fair, but again, I just,
as the internet as a whole.
Yeah, I think it's just worth drawing attention to the fact that sometimes people are happy to make exceptions for terrible fucking people because it's just like convenient in that moment, right? Or also like the thing, people make exceptions for themselves in their own lives because of their own circumstances, which is fine, to be clear.
Because also we're all trying to just exist in capitalism.
But then we have very legalistic expectations of other people, even people in our own lives, right? This is why I've said that I also like really disagree with the take that like if someone in your family is problematic that you must go no contact and that's your only choice, right? And that you'll get shamed, for example. Some people will really shame you for not cutting off your family of origin because they have problematic beliefs or because they've been abusive to you in the past. And like, sometimes it's this very, it's like a very legalistic take that people have about other people's lives, but not about their own lives. And like, that's not helpful to me. I don't think that that's productive. And I don't know that that's really like adding up to a larger picture of like
creating
progressive movement. Moving
Agreed.
Forward, you know? And that's kind of like the issue. I think because of the nature of TikTok creating these like very insular communities communities mm-hmm. and like very bubbly kind of mentalities that it does kind of embolden people to think that like, oh, this is totally normal, right? Like I can tell my friends and family that they're fucking fascists because, you know, they refuse to, you know, stop visiting grandma in the nursing home. And like that, hello, maybe that's not helpful. You know, like maybe we could do with dialing that back a little bit, and you don't have to be like berating yourself for not going no contact with your family or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Obviously that's like a very hyperbolic example, but I'm just trying to like illustrate a point here. Yeah. That said, well, actually, hold on. Do you have other thoughts about this before
No, I think I'm pretty good. I don't know what it is after being on for so long. I'm wondering if I like have sometimes trouble. I wonder if it's like when I'm like mask for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I just like feel like
drained all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very valid.
I don't know what that is.
I think my threshold for it is longer because of live streaming and stuff.
I think mine's getting longer, but like sometimes I'm just like, I can just like feel like it's like in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like I can feel.
Are you sure you're not autistic?
Everyone told me I wasn't. So.
I don't know. That sounds kind of tism-y to me.
No, I'm doing good though. We can wrap. No, I have no other thoughts though. No.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm not talking over top of
you.
No,
not at all. No. Thank you for carrying the conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, but that said, I think it is important to, again, address the fact that like, in my opinion, it's not a coincidence mm-hmm. that the first social media platform that our government has ever cared enough to take definitive action against is the one that happens to be uplifting the most common source of progressive discourse and also the most effective discourse that's progressive, right?
And that's why like I felt like I'm like, oh, good riddance, see you later, TikTok, for what it's done. Because also too, I feel like such a hate and ask, but like for what it's done to like, I feel like music, like the TikTokification of music. And like,
it doesn't matter.
It's my own stuff. No, it's just the pipeline for me of like.
Influencer to music?
No. It's like. The thing where, and I'm like, maybe this was just a passion you had before. I'm like,
I think that's usually what it is.
And I want to believe that too in so many things.
Yeah.
But also too, like, and I know we're no better, but just like the pipeline to like, oh, I had one video pop off and now I have a podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. No, that's literally us.
This is Aaron speaking as a hating ass.
That's fair.
You're allowed. But yeah, I think sometimes, I think.
No, I think that's very valid.
That's what I think.
Oh, we didn't really touch on like what TikTok does to our brains and stuff.
Yeah.
There was a part of me when I first learned about the TikTok ban that I was like, maybe this will be good for my brain. Obviously, it's not helpful to conceptualize like country changing
decisions.
Legal.
It's the highways.
It's not helpful to conceptualize it from my own individual specific perspective. Mm-hmm. But I won't lie. I was like, maybe this will be good for me. Because I do think, especially for like neurodivergent people, I'm scared about what this does to our attention span and particularly about our threshold for being understimulated. Because I know for myself, at least individually, the less time that I spend on TikTok, the less struggle that I have with like having a constant need for stimulation. Like my brain is quieter. I'm less irritable. I'm less like antsy pantsy, and like I pick at my fingers and my hair a lot less when I'm on TikTok less. I think there's just like it does something. I don't know what it is, but it does something to my neurodivergent brain. And I know I'm not the only one too, which is why I'm talking about it. But like I just am nervous about like the prevalence of a social media platform, especially as we're like learning about the detriments that's happened to like a whole generation of children who were raised with like an inappropriate amount of access to iPads and things like that, you know, Cocomelon and whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. The changing of screens.
It's scary to me that there are children whose brains are still very elastic and still developing that have access to an app that like
25-year-olds
could very well, you know, create like a I don't know, some kind of issue. Mm-hmm. And that we're just kind of like, you know, like, I don't love that. I wish, agreed. But also, too, to be fair, that's, like, a parent issue.
Well,
that's
and then
not
I think
a
too,
TikTok issue.
About, like, the 24-hour news cycle. Also, what I was going to say is, like, your brain's not fully developed till 25, just as a reminder. But, like, obviously, anyways, that's just because I said 25 earlier, so I just want to make
sure. I know what you meant.
But, yeah, like, the 24-hour news cycle, like, I feel like it's turned it into, like, an hour news cycle where, like, consuming, like, also, it's just hard to consume. I don't think it's... I'm not saying activism isn't important, but I think on an individual level and like on a cellular level to like be exposed to so much,
yes,
like
tragedy,
fucked up shit all the time.
Yes,
is like not like for your cortisol levels, it can't be good.
No, it's really bad actually for your nervous system. Like we know that definitively from the research. Okay. Being exposed to the level of like depravity that we're exposed to consistently is really not good. Yeah. This is why it's important for people to exercise healthy boundaries around social media, and like TikTok especially is really bad about this, because if you like one video about, you know, like wanting to participate in activism somewhere, then it's going to show you a bunch more, which is like good. But then at the same time, again, it makes me nervous that like there's a whole generation of children who historically struggle with like self-limitations, right?
Also, that will addicting. It is hard to not want to be.
No, it really is. But like being exposed to that type of material, like our nervous systems are not designed to be aware of the amount, like the sheer amount of human suffering that's happening all over the world every day. And also, like, I think there is something to be said too about, like, again, actual productive engagement with activism, with like grassroots organizing and all of that. Because when we do the like trauma soup thing and we overexpose ourselves, like we can tell ourselves that like, well, this is my obligation. This is my duty, right? Like this is my burden to bear as a person with privilege, right? Your nervous system doesn't know that though.
No.
Like plain and simple, you will reach a threshold where your nervous system shuts down and that you start to struggle. And like also too, I'm like keenly aware of this as a therapist. Like we have to be really, really careful about things like compassion fatigue, you know?
Well, that's
when you
too,
work when yourself into the ground, you can tell yourself, no, 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 I'll never be that way. But then all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you are like cranky at your clients for complaining so much. And like, it's because you burned yourself out, you idiot.
Well,
you
know? Thing, like, that makes me nervous.
Your fucking brain can't take any more in. Like you need a break.
Well, then you turn it, and then it turns into apathy.
Yes, exactly.
And then like when everything is so important, then nothing.
Yes.
It's like if you highlight every word in a page.
Yes. I mean, like, also, too, we can see this again definitively. Yeah. The support for the Black Lives Matter movement is the lowest that it's been. Like I think since its inception, which is not surprising to me because there were a lot of people who, because of their white guilt, engaged to a degree that wasn't healthy for them. And so then they burnt themselves out and then they disappear, right? Like ghost a movement. Yes. And like, that's not helpful. That's not what real effective change looks like. It's important for us to be able to practice limitations around those things and engage to a degree that's actually healthy for you so that you can be an advocate for like the next 10 years and not like the next 10 months, you know?
I think that's such a great like way that's,
I guess, maybe that's a nice takeaway for today's episode is like practicing healthy limits for yourself around like social media consumption generally, because actually participating in societal change for the long term, you have to be okay. You have to be healthy. You have to be like
it doesn't do any good
able
to
engage
out, like a match,
yes,
you know?
Exactly.
I hope we get
we're
that
going for campfire,
we're still
not
going,
match
we're still, and camp,
yeah, that too,
not related, that's kind of unserious. But it's fine.
It's fine.
I hope we get that video soon about media literacy.
Listen, I almost spit on
if I say it now though, then we'll get it. But I think that'd be a really great video, because we've talked
I do want to talk about that,
yeah,
but it's a hard subject to cover.
That's fair.
It's like right on the fringes, I think, of what makes sense for me to talk about on the channel.
I think there's some merit in that, though. And like, I think you're allowed to talk about what makes you passionate and stuff, though, you know?
I mean, like, yes, but also I do
my
best.
If you guys think Mickey should talk about the media literacy video and make one, and it's okay for Mickey to talk about things that they're just passionate about and
I do my best to consistently deliver content that's valuable, that's timely, and that's like consistent with our channel ethos and with our core demographic. And for the audience that has like chosen to engage here under a good faith assumption that we'll continue to talk about similar enough subjects that it feels consistent.
It was a good conversation we had. So I just excited.
I do
want to
make
like
the content. I'm just wary of venturing too far outside of the bubble because, again, I'm trying to be respectful of the fact that folks engage with our community here because I've made them like a good faith, you know, promise about like where we're going to be. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I think it's important.
I like when you say words.
Thank you. I will never be tired of you being my biggest fan. So.
Always, always. No one will ever, sometimes. I won't say never, but 98% of the times that first view on those videos, that's
you
big dog.
Don't need to that's do big that. Dog. I didn't I mean love, like that, to be clear. I just meant that you're supportive of me.
Oh, yeah, always be. But I'm so supportive of you that I just want everyone to know I am your number one biggest fan.
You win.
I love that TikTok we did see, though, where someone was like, yeah, of my male relationships have improved after I started calling everyone big dog. And it does make you feel,
yeah,
there's just a sense, like, it's just, it's
really funny.
It's everything.
Would I feel good if someone called me big dog?
I don't know. What do you think, big dog?
I feel nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no. And I do. I just have a shallow, I probably, because I have low self-esteem. So, like, it's my low self-esteem.
I mean, I don't know. I have low self-esteem.
Does everyone else like being called big dog?
Yeah. Put in the comments. Do you like being called big dog?
Put in the comments whatever you want, honestly. I mean, you guys are going to do that anyways.
Also, I want to share with you guys a TikTok account, actually, that I'm really enjoying that has been uplifting my mood a bunch.
Hurry, go follow them quickly before.
I know.
Just kidding.
They realistically have like at least 9 months of litigation, because also TikTok has like promised to countersue or something.
Of course. And it'll be long and drawn out.
Well, yeah. And ultimately, it's a conversation about First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's a platform that's largely utilized by Americans
for exercising
their First Amendment right. Yeah. And so, like, what is the government's role?
Especially because it's digital, too. Like, that doesn't change the fact that it's still. Yeah, exactly. I could see that going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But also the justices as well. Which doesn't give a fuck, because fuck them.
Yeah, I know. Fuck all those fucking people. Man.
Don't even get me started. That's another
hour. I know.
Matter. Show us the fun account.
Okay, please. Hold on. Okay, the account that I've been following is called DK Dreamhouse, and I am so loving their content, because basically what they did was buy a house that was formerly owned by somebody who was a hoarder, and it's a 1940s like historic home, and they're trying to restore it to its like 1940s glory. And it has been so life-giving. I know it's none of my business what people do in their own homes and how they choose to renovate things, whatever, but I will be honest that as a person, I love seeing people like honor historical architecture and things like that, because they just don't make houses like that anymore.
Just don't make them like
that. And I know
anymore.
I sound like a boomer saying that, but I don't care.
The boomers are probably saying that too.
It's true.
No, they're not, because they're living in them, because they got them for $5 and two pieces of gum.
Buckos, I know, yeah. But the content, they're like, you know, really like lovely and, you know, nice people as far as I'm aware. But it's just been really fun to see somebody do like home renovation stuff from the lens of like, we fucking love this pink tile and we want to keep it. And actually, we want to make the bathroom pinker. In fact.
Pinker.
Yeah. And just like, you know,
send that steak back.
Really enjoying the house being the way that it is and just wanting it to look the way that it was. So if you're also one of those people, you'll probably really like that account. So that's what I've been watching a lot of lately.
I haven't been watching
it's
nothing.
It's been very fun.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Okay. Great. You want to call it for there? Here. I think call it for there.
Yeah, as if we didn't.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you guys want to support the pod, you can like the videos and leave us reviews and
please do
all the things. You can subscribe to the channel
or
too.
Don't.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to.
Actually, like and subscribe.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But this has been the pod, and thanks for watching. We love you the most, and we'll see you next time. Okay, bye.